AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Anis Amri, the main suspect in the Germany truck attack that killed 12 people, is dead. AP correspondent Geir Molson has more from Berlin.
The Italian government says that the Tunisian man who's suspected of driving the truck into the Christmas market in Berlin was killed in a shootout with police in Milan in northern Italy.
Meanwhile, a German security official says the Berlin truck attack suspect has been linked to an extremist recruitment network allegedly run by a preacher arrested last month. Russian President Vladimir Putin has responded to President-elect Donald Trump's comments about greatly expanding the U.S. nuclear arsenal. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It would be a sharp shift in U.S. policy, but Putin says he sees nothing unusual in Trump's pledge, saying it's in line with campaign promises. And though Putin himself said this week upgrading Russia's nuclear arsenal is a priority, his nation's not to blame for speeding up the arms race, and says while America's military is bigger than his, Russia's is stronger.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling nearly 50,000 small SUVs worldwide. Here's Sandy Kozel.
Fiat Chrysler has issued the recall for the Dodge Journey and Jeep Compass and Patriot from the 2016 model year because their engines could stall while being driven. All have 2-liter or 2.4-liter four-cylinder engines. The company says a sensor connector to the engine can malfunction. That can cause the SUVs to either stall or fail to start. Fiat Chrysler says it doesn't know of any crashes or injuries tied to the problem. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Malta's prime minister says the two Libyan men who hijacked a plane and diverted it to Malta had a hand grenade and a pistol on them. This is AP Radio News. Michael Floyd says he's trying to learn from his mistakes following an arrest on charges of driving under the influence earlier this month that led him to being waived by the Arizona Cardinals.
You know, I understand what happened last week was last week. You know, I'm excited about my opportunity here, you know, being a Patriot with a great group of guys, great group of coaches, and an organization that just treat people well.
He made his first comment since being claimed off waivers by the New England Patriots.
Everyone makes mistakes. And I think right now it's about, you know, learning from that mistake. And I think, you know, I couldn't be in a better position right now with this team. You know, the guys that they have around here just keeping me focused.
Floyd was found asleep behind the wheel of his SUV in Arizona with a blood alcohol level nearly 3 times the state's legal limit. I'm Carlotta Bradley.